Hey everyone, welcome back to the Retro Break podcast. This is episode 39, and in today's episode, I've got a lot that I want to talk about, starting off with something very exciting. So, for those of you that have been listening to the podcast for a while, you might remember that a few years ago, I made a few episodes about my game development journey, and I think in episode 3, I brought up the fact that I made a game called Super Donuts, which I released way back in 2017 now, for iOS and Android. Well, I thought that game was long forgotten. I thought it was dead. I didn't think I had any of the files. But it turns out I was having a look through an old hard drive recently, and I actually found the complete game files for the game engine Stencil. Unfortunately, it wasn't the finished game files. I did have the finished iOS and Android files, but unfortunately, they were the compiled version, so there was no way of me actually extracting any of the data from that. But I did find version 30, which was about 3 months before the final release of the game, so it was pretty much all intact, but there was a big problem, and that was the fact that Stencil and iOS and Android had all updated since 2017, obviously, and I couldn't actually open the 2017 version of the file that I had because it was made in Stencil version 3.3 instead of version 4. So thanks to some help with some people over on my Discord, I actually managed to find the right version of Stencil for Mac, and thankfully using Rosetta, it's still able to open in my M1 Mac, which is just fantastic. So I managed to open this version 30 version of the game, and actually managed to open it up and see all the files, and thankfully the physics weren't broken in this version, so I decided I'll spend a few days maybe trying to get it back up to speed, manage to get the finished game working, and then release it for free over on itch.io as a HTML5 web game, because you can actually export from Stencil into HTML5 completely free. You don't need to buy an extra license or anything like you do with iOS, Android, or to build it for Mac and PC as well. So I thought, I'll give it a few days, I'll release it up on itch.io and everyone can play the game. Well, it turns out that version 30 wasn't quite as far along as I thought it was, and there is a lot that needs fixing. Literally, every single level in the game when I opened it up had something wrong with it, and it's been about a month now since I managed to open that, and I've been working on it pretty much every single day after work, and there is a lot to get through. The code is completely broken. Half the levels don't work properly. They either just crash when they load up, or you just end up falling through the floor at a random point in the level. So I've actually taken it upon myself now to basically completely rewrite the code in the background to make it work properly. Still using version 3.4, so there are some limitations, but I can't get it to work at all in version 4. And I would just love to be able to get the game out there for people to be able to play again. So I've actually been really enjoying it, although it is a lot more work than I thought it would be. There was also a lot of either missing assets in the file, so there were some missing graphics and there were some missing sound effects. Either that or they were very old versions compared to what was in the final game. So it's been kind of funny because when I released the game, I actually did a developer's commentary walkthrough of the game, and I've actually been using that. I've actually been watching myself play through the game back in 2017, like 7 years ago, and actually pausing and zooming in on certain parts of the level to see how I actually made it back then, and then trying to recreate it today. And it's a pretty interesting process that I'm having to go through to get this to work, but I really hope it'll be worth it in the end. And as well as that, a lot of the level designs that I did back then, I don't really think were as good as they could be. So I've actually been spending some time going back and reworking some of the actual finished levels to make them even more fun to play. Like, I've been streamlining them a little bit, I've been adding in some extra collectibles, I've been adding in a bit more juice to the game, a bit more game feel to it as well. So like when you go over the speed bumps now, the screen shakes a little bit and there's a little bit of a sound effect and then they fly off behind you. Just little things like that to make it a bit more enjoyable. But the hardest thing so far to be able to try and do is actually to convert the game from an iOS and Android game onto a game that uses keyboard controls, because obviously the game was all built around touchscreen, which actually functions very differently in the Scratch programming language compared to using the keyboard. So I literally ended up spending about a week just trying to program the menu controls and getting it so that it can see whether you've moved up or down and then highlight the right selection for you and be able to press spacebar to accept. Really basic things like that have been a real big challenge to try and get working in Stencil. Because for those of you that don't know, Stencil is a visual scripting language. So it's not really like C or C# or any modern programming languages. It's actually designed to be an introduction to programming, but after doing real programming for my job, going back to use Stencil now has been a bit of a challenge to try and get my head around how all the blocks link together and stuff. And at the time when I was making Super Donuts, I wasn't very good at programming, so I chose Stencil and I chose to use Scratch as the programming language just because I thought it would be a really good introduction for me to be able to learn programming. But now that I know how to program, going back to use Scratch has been extremely frustrating, and I can see why they tell you to try and move on from it as soon as possible, because it is so much slower to use. Like, I know exactly what I want to be able to do now, but I have to like scroll through this giant list of blocks, and then you have to sort of drag them in and link them all together, and it's really difficult to copy and paste sections of the code without having to like drag the blocks out of where they are and reconfigure everything and then put it all back together again. It is so much slower, it is so much more frustrating, and I really wished that I'd put the time and effort in 7 years ago to actually learn how to program in C# or something and actually built this game using Unity or something else instead, because it would have been so much easier to work with today. But in the future, I'm planning to move away from Stencil completely. I never want to touch it again after this, honestly. It's been a nightmare to go back to, and everything's been so much harder to do than I thought it would be. So I'm really looking to move into Godot once I've finished this, and I would love to try and make a new game again. I've got a notebook here in front of me, and I've got a load of ideas for games that I want to build, but I really want to get Super Donuts back out there first, because I am really proud of the final product, and I think this version, with all of these modern enhancements and tweaks that I've made, with the, you know, learnings I've had in the past 7 years, is actually going to make this version a lot more fun to play than it ever was originally. And I'm going to release it for free as well, so I really hope that when it is ready for people to play, that a lot of people experience it, and I would love to see some feedback for the game as well. And the fact that it's going to be on itch makes it really easy for the community to write notes in the comments and tell me what they like and didn't like about the game. And I think these days as well, there's more of a chance of people playing the game, so from things like YouTube or Twitch, and that would be so cool to see. I would love to see people play my game, and I think when I make a proper game in the future, it would be great if I could have that sort of immediate feedback by watching people play. I know it's something that a lot of other game developers really enjoy today, is actually seeing people play their game so that they can take notes and improve on future ideas and things. So I would love for that to be the case. Maybe not with Super Donuts, but maybe in the future with whatever comes next. Anyway, I will definitely keep you guys and girls updated on any progress that I've made with Super Donuts and any games that I'm making in the future. So hopefully that was interesting to you. I think at some point in the future as well, I'm actually going to do a proper video on my main YouTube channel to talk about the going back in to redevelop Super Donuts and getting it re-released. And now I've got a much bigger audience as well, so maybe it just won't flop right on its face when it releases like it did 7 years ago. Anyway, that was it for part one of the podcast. Now let's move on to part two. Which is games that I've been playing over the past 2 weeks. So, something really cool that I've been playing, thanks to the ROG Ally, and this was just a spur of the moment thing that I thought sounded cool and I wanted to check it out, is Sonic Adventure 2 on Steam. But actually, I've been installing a bunch of different mods to actually make the game more modern feeling. So there was a bunch of different things that I applied to it, like new graphics filters, new control methods, something that fixed the grinder mechanics so that you don't need to keep holding down B or lean left and right, because that's kind of broken in the Steam version, so that was all fixed. There was a bunch of other things as well, so I was really enjoying playing through that again. There's also an indie game that I can't actually say what it is just yet because it's under embargo, but I'm actually playing that for review and I'm really enjoying it so far. So hopefully at some point in early March that will be out on my main channel and you can see my thoughts on that. A game that I was hoping to be able to talk about in this episode, but unfortunately Limited Run messed up and they actually sent me the wrong game, was going to be Trip World DX, which I was really looking forward to, and I thought it was coming up in the post yesterday, but I got the parcel of Limited Run, and it turns out that they actually sent me the wrong game, and they sent me Loom instead. So I've sent some photos and I've sent my receipt to Limited Run, and hopefully they can sort that out, because I was really looking forward to getting Trip World to add to my collection, so I was very disappointed about that. And one other really cool and really interesting game that I played, and if you follow me over on Twitch or over on my gameplay channel, you will have seen that I've been playing this, and that was Tetris Plus 2. But the way I actually had to get this game was really weird and interesting. I actually had to get this as part of one of those flashback consoles, which is like a 101 console in one sort of selection of arcade games, and it just happened to have Tetris Plus 2 as a part of that. And for those of you that don't know, Tetris Plus 1 is one of my favorite versions of Tetris ever, so I'm so happy to have this Legends Flashback system now that I can actually play Tetris Plus 2 on. And I actually live streamed that the other night, and I played through every single level in the game, all the way from easy to hard, and I played through the entire game. I got all of the treasures, and I had a fantastic time playing through that in about 4 hours over on Twitch the other night. So that is definitely the highlight of the games that I've been playing over the past few weeks. And now onto some projects, part three of the podcast. I've got to try and find a way of making it more of a seamless transition between these different parts. Maybe I'll have a little jingle in between so you know that when one's finished and when the next one begins. So anyway, in terms of projects, obviously there's the Super Donuts project, which was the main topic of this episode, but something else really cool. So the Game Boy Homebrew Jam recently finished, and I was one of the judges on there. So soon on the main channel, maybe next week, I'm going to be talking about some of my favorite games from the Game Jam, and I'm going to be showing the top 15 as well as the ones that won prizes. I think it'll be great for people to know that that exists, and then maybe next year when the next competition comes around, there'll be even more entries, because there was 80 in this one. So let's see whether we can get it over 100 next time. And if you're interested in checking out any of the games from the Game Jam competition, I'll put a link in the description to this podcast so you can check them out, because I was just blown away with some of the developers' entries in the competition. It really is impressive. And finally, for some content that I've been listening to and enjoying over the past few weeks, I've actually been on a bit of a game dev YouTube binge. So I've been watching a lot of dev diaries from various people. I've been watching some Game Jam videos. I've, again, been watching some interviews with Thomas Brush. I just love his episodes as well. And for those of you that are into tech and stuff, I've also been watching a bunch of videos about the Apple Vision Pro and people's experiences with that. I'm actually a really big fan of VR, so it's really cool to see that being pushed more into the forefront with Apple. So hopefully some of the developers like Meta and Pico and people like that take note of what Apple's been able to bring to the space and actually improve on their offerings too. I really think Vision Pro is a big step forward in the VR and AR industry, and it'll be really interesting to see where it goes from here. I've also been watching, and this is kind of random, I've also been watching a bunch of Tokyo Lens's older videos from when he actually quit his job and decided to take it full time on YouTube, because that's something I would love to try and do in the future. So I always like watching people's sort of personal vlogs about how they've managed to go full time on YouTube and how they managed to balance everything in order to maintain it as a business. So I'm really interested in stuff like that. And the other two things that I've got written down here, one of them is CS50 lectures. So going back to talking about programming, I really want to improve my programming skills so that when I move on to make a game after I've sorted out Super Donuts, I can actually just jump right in and I don't need to look at tutorials for how to program stuff. So I've been revisiting CS50 as well, and obviously David Malin is an incredible teacher on that course, and it's just a joy to watch those CS50 Harvard lectures. So I've been really enjoying rewatching them and taking some notes and seeing where I remember things and where I fall down. And I've been slowly going through some of the training sessions on there as well, using the CS50 dev environment. So when I do get around to making games again, I should be in a much better place. And something else interesting that I watched the other day was actually an internal video that Steve Jobs recorded back when he works at Next. And I know this is extremely nerdy, but I watched like the whole 2-hour video that he made about how he thinks the company should work and how they're planning to launch the business and stuff. Obviously it's not relevant these days because it's like 30 years old at this point, but I still found it really interesting. So there you go, bit of an eclectic list of content for this week, but hopefully you enjoyed it. That has been this episode of the podcast. Stay tuned, because there will be more Super Donuts information coming soon, hopefully. I'll be making some sort of announcement over on the main channel at some point, and everyone can go and check out the game. There's a lot that I still need to do, and I actually need to make sure that the file doesn't get much bigger, because itch.io doesn't allow you to upload anything over 5,000 files once it's been extracted, and I think I'm... or over 500, sorry, using the HTML5 upload engine, so I need to make sure that all the assets make less than 500. So there's still a lot to do, but hopefully I'll get there. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Thank you to everyone who's been listening since the beginning. And I know some people have actually been binging the podcast as well, which is just amazing. So SS Kento, if you've managed to make it to the end of this one, thank you so much. I've been really enjoying hearing where you're up to over on the Discord. So let me know over there on the Discord in the podcast tab whether you've heard this one as well. So thank you everyone so much. Have a great 2 weeks, and I'll be back here again in 2 weeks' time for the next episode. So thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.